Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
John, going into last night, you and I have talked about this for about 4 years. I'm usually not overly intrigued with the draft. You know, a handful of picks. And I haven't been more intrigued going into a draft than I was last night.
Well, you were probably more prepared because of your access to Lance and stuff, right?
Right. I mean, just for as even guys, and it wasn't just quarterbacks. I'm talking about Quentin Nelson and guys that I'd watched that normally you'll watch on highlights, or you'll get some game tape from watching a game, Notre Dame versus USC, and see it. But to watch it even more so, where you don't have to hit that click going back, where you can watch it like they do.
Right.
And more prepared for guys that Hayden Hurst, guys like that that you may not watch as much, right? I knew the quarterbacks, but I still went back and watched them. But more just because the intrigue of it was the strangest thing up until this draft. We didn't talk about anybody other than the quarterbacks at now and then Bradley Chubb and once in a while Barkley.
And Barkley.
Other than that, it was, oh, by the way, that Vita Vea guy, he's pretty good. And all. And it was just the intrigue. And I sat there and watched it all. And I normally don't watch every pick of the first round.
What?
I did.
Delvin, okay, what is, all right, early, let's say top 10 surprises for you? I thought Denzel Ward was a huge surprise.
Major. If I would have had, think about this, would you have taken, do you think you're better off with Mayfield and Ward or Rosen, Darnold, and Chubb? If you're the Browns.
Well, I thought Darnold was the one.
Clear cut one.
Quite frankly, I thought the Giants missed a major opportunity.
Biggest miss of the draft was the number two pick.
Yeah.
Where they were in a great position. This is no knock on Saquon Barkley. But John, tell me right now, the last time a team, now Eli's there, they're not winning a Super Bowl next year. We know that. You can't pass on a franchise quarterback, especially when the other guy's like 38 years older in his.
Or trade out.
Yes.
Or trade out. If you don't really think that's the guy, and he's got some issues, there's no question about it. I see some people that are all over the Jets. No, this is not. I'm like, the Jets have to be ecstatic.
No question.
That Darnold, who they thought was the best quarterback in the draft, fell to them. So, but if you've got that pick and people covet Darnold, which they did.
90% of most of the people in the know, from Lance and anybody else, people that watch it thought that Darnold was the best quarterback in the draft. Okay, so Giants pass him. John, I'm so with you. And I try to make this point. I can't remember a time when a running back, as good as, I don't believe in picking running backs in the first five. I just don't. Now, if you're special, I could see why the Browns would have taken him fourth. But I would have taken Bradley Chubb ahead of Barkley. I just would have. Disruptors to me are second line. Running back comes about fifth or sixth. Now, I know how important they are. But name me the last time a running back won a Super Bowl without a good quarterback. You can't. Yeah. I know what Terrell Davis did when he went to Elway,
but TB
doesn't have a touchdown because Elway. But name me one. Now I can name you 1,000 that have won a Super Bowl, or they're not 1,000, but a bunch that have won Super Bowls with a fourth round running back, with a Sony Michel type, with a Nick Chubb type.
Yeah.
I can't.
Peyton won it without a running back.
Yes, and he is so good, Barkley is, but you cannot. I just look ahead to next year's draft. John, who's a free agent next year, quarterback? I can't even. Now, Bradford may get cut or something after 1 year.
That's not a franchise.
That's exactly my point. Yeah. So who's available? And then you look at next draft. Drew Lock at Missouri. Who's the best quarterback next year?
Yeah, probably
him.
But he's going to be pretty good.
He is.
Yeah, but guess what? You got to be up there picking again.
That's the next point. When's the next time the Giants honestly going to be picking second?
Yeah,
they don't pick second. So I thought of all of them, they missed. And I'll tell you the biggest hit. The Colts, after doing all that trade and grabbed Bradley Chubb at number Colts.
Broncos.
They would have grabbed Chubb. I had him on my list. That the Broncos at five are sitting there saying, do we take a quarterback? Are we going to be sitting there with a possible running back? Do we take Quentin Nelson? And all of a sudden, Bradley Chubb's there, and you're like, dear Lord, I guarantee you there's no way on God's green earth John Elway thought, oh, this Bradley Chubb's going to be sitting here, and I can pair him with Von Miller. Mm-hmm. Last time we won a Super Bowl, we had two of those guys.
Yeah.
So I thought the Giants missed the most, and I thought there were some really good steals in there. I think the Colts did right by getting Quentin Nelson.
Right.
I thought that Chubb
traded Nelson, out. I'll tell you what. Yeah. He's doing a hell of a job there. He's really, really respected.
Ballard. Awesome. Yeah. I agree.
And Chris Ballard as a general manager. He and Lance are really good friends. Real good friends. Right. And they talk all the time.
I think he's one of the – I think he's – there's not six or seven guys in this league better than him.
To trade out and get what he did from the Jets and to still get Quentin Nelson at number six.
Best player. Best, safest player in the draft.
He really is.
Monster, dude.
And you need to protect Andrew Luck.
From the inside out.
That's so important. So I thought the Colts did a wonderful job. I thought they did a great job last night. I don't know what to think if you want to know the truth of the Browns. Of course, we're really good friends with Zoe, who's one of the assistants over there. And so, you know, but if they think that Denzel Ward is the guy is better, if their board says Denzel Ward and not Bradley Chubb, if they covet that they've already got draft. So they need a guy who's got the best skills in this draft at corner. Then, okay.
I get it.
That's their board.
I agree.
And they thought Baker Mayfield was the guy as opposed to Sam Darnold. Well, they did their homework. They did everything that they needed to do.
I'd have taken Mayfield before Allen, John. I had Mayfield was my second best.
He was.
The whole time. I went. Allen's upside, his ceiling is through the roof. But his floor is the lowest as well.
Oh yeah, my board was Darnold and then Jackson.
See, and I like it, but I went back and watched him a couple days ago for a couple hours in the morning and John or the afternoon.
He misses.
Here's the problem with electric football player.
Yep.
Electric.
And that's
problem is head. I watched his eyes. His head after the first. Now you get him in rhythm throwing in the first read. He's spectacular. And he's got his arm is rocket launcher, but. What he tries to do is bail out too quickly and make the play, and he runs himself into trouble. But if he's coached right at the next level in right. Or where'd he end up in with the Ravens, then if he's coached right, then they got something going on. Now they're gonna have to change their offense completely with Lee Flacco. But I went Darnold, Mayfield, Rosen just because of his presence and he's really good in the pocket, although he can't run. And then it went Allen's upside, and then I had Jackson and Mason Rudolph. I think Mason Rudolph, somebody's going to get him a second round. I know some people don't like him, but I actually think he's a big, strong, deep ball.
He's got a chance to be the best guy. I don't know who the best guy in this draft is. No one does.
Absolutely not, and it could be Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
And the problem with Saquon, I mean, you look at last year's draft, the problem with Saquon is Alvin Kamara. Because Alvin, where did you get him? You get Alvin Kamara. I thought of that, and oh, by the way, thought of the Saints. Good Lord, after they got
only gave up remember quarterback.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Gave up 2 seconds.
Give up on two first
the steal of the deck. Darn type of guy that everybody most people expect. Tell you another he'll be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. You think so? Oh no, long line. Bare linebacker. He's a great. I thought the Patriots' job.
Smart. And that one more pass rusher disruptor is the next. Think about the division. Matt Ryan, Cam Newton,
Jameis
Winston. They're all pretty good. So you got to get a little more pressure. I get it, but I understand. They had another chance to extend the weapon. I know. I think I could have got Davenport at 27. I don't think I needed to waste to give up a pick to get there. But
good Lord, that's two first-rounders for a non-quarterback?
They must have loved him.
I must. He better be. I'll tell you what. Because you
in a Pro Bowl as a rookie.
You talk about, see, I don't know who's got the most pressure on them for that pick, for what they did, because the Jets gave up a lot to get Darnold there. The Bills gave up a lot
to
get Josh Allen there.
But I'm willing to give up a lot for a quarterback. Yeah. If it screws up,
that's right.
I'll see you in 3 years. We'll do it again.
That's right. I thought the Cardinals made a really nice trade to move up to 10. They didn't give up nearly as much. But the Saints giving up all that for Marcus Davenport, that's probably the biggest pressure pick right there.
Oh, there's no question. And Sean Payton, just to validate that with their front office, like I said, he must have done something, John, for them to say, dear Lord, we got a guy that's his potential is through the roof. Now, people have been saying that, but, you know, did he dominate his competition? All those things that they're going to ask. But, I mean, I had him at 27. I think you could have got him later. I'm not sure he would have went much earlier than that. But if they think so, once again, that's them. But I wouldn't give up. When you apply first rounders, look what the Jets did the original time and the Colts. The Colts, to let the Jets get to number three, only gave up 2 second rounders. Remember yeah. they swapped and yeah. gave up 2 second rounders for a quarterback. Yeah. And that quarterback ends up being Darnold. Could be the steal of the decade if, in fact, Darnold becomes that type of guy that everybody expects, most people expect him to be. But I'll tell you another great pick was the Chicago Bears and Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
He'll be in the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
Yeah.
You think so? Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's that good.
Yeah. He's another long line Ooh. Of Bear linebackers. Yeah. No, he's a great. I thought the Patriots did a really nice job.
Typical Belichick, smart.
They need to protect Brady, obviously, because he's getting a little bit older and whatnot. I think Brady might be a little bit happy. But, you know, they've gone all these years. Name their marquee running back. I mean, they just haven't.
Patriots?
Yeah. I mean, they've done it with. And now to get Sony Michel, a guy who could be the best in this draft.
I had Michel going 32 to the Eagles, and when they traded out, and then the Patriots ended up taking him a pick before that. And John, back to Barkley. As good as Barkley is, you're telling me that. See, Sony Michel seems to me, and I mean this, he seems like an A1 version. I got to see him in the next level, but he reminds me of Kamara. Not quite as athletic, but can catch the ball in the backfield, has wiggle in the secondary. And I honestly think that Bill and those guys are going to use him like that to give him in space because they lost, you know, the running back to Vrabel's team in Tennessee, a guy who can move around and do it. I actually think Michel. He was my second best back in this, not Darius Geis. I had Michel going second. I only had two running backs in the first round. So I love Barkley. I just think if you wanted a franchise changer, now you got to worry about it next year. And then you got to worry about it the year after, depending on Eli. As good as Barkley is, I don't subscribe to drafting a running back in the first five picks.
No, and you just could have gotten so much there.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.